Okay, so a lot of people are doing this right now, so I thought I'd do it too. So here's me doing the accent challenge. My username on Reddit is Blue Strawberry X. Don't ask me why I chose that name. I try to be kind of unique. And I really like strawberries, and I also really like blueberries. So I thought I'd mix those together, and out came Blue Strawberry X. The X is just for the accent. Where are you from? I am from Germany, the northern part of Germany. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel. Fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, I always stumble on that word, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminium, gif, cracker jack, doorknob, envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Being an asshole. I don't know a word for that, honestly, because I don't know, people don't do that in Germany, and yeah, just being an asshole. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Soda? Or like in restaurants in Germany, when you want to have drinks that don't contain alcohol. You say, oops, sorry, you say soft drinks. There's like the, it's called soft drinks when they're like apple juice or Coke or Fanta, Sprite and water and stuff. So either soda or I just say like the brand when I want a carbonated drink. yeah. What do you call gym shoes? Gym shoes or sport shoes or sneakers. Well, sneakers I say when it's like All-Star Converse, but gym shoes, I just say gym shoes or in German Sportschuhe. What do you call, oh sorry, what do you call your grandparents? Then again, it's like, well, obviously, because I speak German, I say, don't say grandpa, grandma, or nana, or something. I say, Oma or Opa when I talk to them. But when I speak about them, I say the village that they live in after saying grandpa or grandma, or in German, Oma or Opa. And, for example, if my granddad would live in New York, I would say Grandpa New York. And if I mean the grandpa that lives, for example, in LA, I would say Grandpa LA. So that when I talk about them to other people, they know which grandpa I mean. But when I speak to them directly, I say Grandpa or Grandma, or like in German, Oma or Opa, which is like the short for grandpa. Like when I say Opa, it's like grand, like papa or something, and like grandpa in general is Großvater, but you just say Oma or Opa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A shopping cart? Yeah, shopping cart. Or again in German, Einkaufswagen. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote control. Or in German, Fernbedienung. What is the thing you change? Oh, sorry, I just read that. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Shit, I forgot about that question. Oh, okay, got it. Book. Let me reach it. I can't reach it. Oh. Okay, I got it. This is Brick Lane by Monica Ali. I need a small passage. I'm not good at reading out loud. I need a small passage because I can't read it loud. Please give me a small passage that I can read out loud with words I can't pronounce. Because this book is based on people that live in India, I think, and they do speak good English, but it's just the names are hard to pronounce. Oh, this is good. I'll just read a comment by a newspaper. Okay. A novel that not only justifies the hype, but effortlessly opens up a new and potentially rich seam in mainstream British fiction. Comment by The Scotsman. Yeah. That, I think, was too short. A debut novel full of confidence and stylistic zip that announces a significant new voice in contemporary fiction. Brick Lane invites the reader into a perfectly invented world and holds them there by the Sunday Herald. Okay, this is about the Sunday Times, so it's going to be full of words that I probably can't pronounce. Absolutely modern in its sharply observed representation of a complex and fragmented society. This is a novel replete with old-fashioned virtues. Ali's use of language is versatile as her imagination. She can do lyrically descriptions. I can't read out loud. She can do lyrical description. She can do narrative of compelling tension and brevity. She can be sardonic about her characters, posturing and tender about the griefs. Her dialogue is virtuous and, oh god, idiosyncratic. And she rises with bravura to high points in the narrative. Brick Lane may be Ali's first novel, but it's written with a wisdom and skill that few authors attain in a lifetime. By the Sunday Times. As I said, I can't read out loud because I was getting nervous and then I mispronounced things. And then that's why I can't do scripts, you know, because I can't read out loud. Do you think you have an accent? Yeah, I think. But I try to kind of not speak as a German, like with the classical German accent, saying sie that instead of the, or the glasses is on the coffee table, for example. Like, that's how I imagine Germans talk. I don't like the German accent at all. It's not pretty, it's not sexy, it's not... No. A lot of people have messaged me on Reddit saying or asking if I'm Danish or even Australian. I had that 2 times that people thought that I was Australian, which I do not understand at all. Do I have an Australian accent? I don't know. But then again, I am German, like my whole family is German, but I grew up in Singapore. I lived there for 8 years of my life. I lived there from ages 2 till 10. Yeah, 10. So maybe that kind of is in my accent a bit, but I don't think so because it was a long time ago. End the audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Pillow, bed, comfortable. I don't want sleepy. Oh yeah, and there are like these naughty words that you can say, which you can find here in the comment section. Please load, please load. There you go. Okay. Oh shit, what happened? Okay. cock, pussy, teasing, little bastard, dick, penis, vagina, baby, fuck, fucking hell, spanking, clit, cunt, horny, oh, sorry, horny as fuck me harder, mistress, master, sir, miss, daddy, slut, cum slut, your fuck toy, cream pie, anal, fuck my ass, I fucking love your cock, baby. I fucking love your pussy, baby. Baby girl, beg, begging. Beg for my pussy, beg for my cock, please. Thank you. Fuck me, dirty. Oh, sorry. Dirty little whore. Get on your knees right fucking now. You dirty boy, you filthy girl. You're mine. My good boy, my good girl. Well, that was a lot of fucks and fucking. So, yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoy. And sorry for the audio quality. I broke my microphone somehow, so gotta work with this. And yeah, I hope you liked it. Have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing day, and if you aren't, I hope this made you smile just a teeny tiny bit. And yeah.